Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
1-3-9-7, that's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, from startup to growth to divestiture, we've got something you can do there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can get smarter right there, including going back and listening to the outstanding stuff that Deborah Fine has deposited with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust for the last 8 years. Deborah Fine is the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. Thanks again, Deborah, for hanging out with us. We're talking about helping women put their best foot forward in the marketplace, build, expand their networks, grow their businesses. One of the things that Kim Levine wrote is The Mommy Millionaire. You may know Kim, and she came back with some research that she did. She's trying to help women raise money, go for venture capital and raise capital. She said, she asked venture capitalists, why aren't you lending, aren't you investing in more women-owned businesses? He said, because women aren't asking us for money.
Well, that's the same thing.
She said, if I bring women to you, to your table, will you consider them? He said, absolutely. We're looking for good deals all the time. She went out and tried to find the women and she unlocked the door. She went out to get the women to come line up at that door, and she had a hard time finding them.
What is it? Because I know they have businesses out there because women are so big in entrepreneurism now.
Yep.
So they're there. So it's not like they're not cultivating businesses, and there's some good reasons for that. And that's, I think that what one thing that Sheryl Sandberg doesn't go over is that some of, so I'm a good example. Somebody who got frustrated in that environment decided, "Oh, I'm going to go do it up my own way." And you know, the whole life balance thing is the issue, according to Sheryl Sandberg, that we can't, that men should be asking for balance too, and if, and we shouldn't be worried about balance. We should be worried about career success. Right. But I'll just say, for me, I was worried about balance because in my case, although I had to earn money, I worked because I had to earn money. I had kids, and they sort of came first. So,
let me tell you something. This is something I've started saying recently. I didn't say it for a long time, but I started saying this in the last couple of months. The whole having it all thing that's always been attributed to women is a bunch of baloney. You know why? Because men have never had it all.
Right.
When my kids were growing up, when they were little, my wife we made an investment for their mother to stay home with the kids.
Right.
Guess what? I went to work sometimes before they got up. I came home barely for dinner, and I tucked them into bed at night, and that was my time with them during the week most of the time, right?
Right.
You think I had it all? Heck no, I didn't have it all.
You lost out on a lot.
Of course I did. So this baloney about having it all, women need to get over that because nobody has it all.
Right.
I agree with you. Women know I love them. They know how much I've earned my credentials here on this show supporting women, but I am going to say it like it is, and nobody has it all, and so you know we just got to get over it and find a way to have the balance. And I'll tell you something, Kim. I mean, Deborah, you'll never be able to have more balance than as a business owner.
Well, I agree, because you can at least, even though you have to work a lot of hours, there's no guarantees. You do get to find you have freedom.
You
at least
schedule,
that's what I've had.
You can schedule your work.
Right. Well, so going back to like not being able to, she can't find women who want to borrow money. I wonder if what you're really talking about, because you were talking about this in our first segment about how women, they're not risk takers for some reason, and
that's
they're
right.
not programmed to be. And so on some level, maybe we fear rejection, so maybe that's why we won't ask for money, or we don't want to ask for help. But I thought men wouldn't ask for help. I don't know.
You hit You hit three things in about 10 seconds. You hit three magic things there.
And that's with one cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. One of them was insecurity.
Right.
Women do want security. They like that. The other one is fear of rejection.
Right.
You know, and I don't know about the young boys today, but I grew up learning about rejection. You know, honey, Susie, will you go out with me Saturday night? You know, not no, but heck no, slam. Talk about rejection.
No, that's really true.
That's number two. And number three is women. This is something women are good at that men are not good at. And that's asking for help. Women are not afraid to say they don't know something. Men hate that. Men think that makes them uncompetitive if they ask a question that they think you think I should know.
Right. And I wonder what men think when women do ask for help. I mean, I've heard they like it.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I wonder if they think less of us because we're asking for
help.
Well,
I will tell you, if you're a peer, they'll think of that the way they would think of anybody. That person's no longer a peer. If you have to ask me, if you and I are peer business owners and you have to ask me a question that I know and I'm your peer, then that means you're no longer my peer.
Right.
That's the competitive nature of it. But you see, men get over that. Women don't get over that. Women, right? Am I right?
Oh, I actually, you need to write a book about this from the male perspective, although I don't know that people will buy a book if
no,
man writes
probably,
what
probably
like
not. I am working on one like that, but it's too politically incorrect. But no, seriously, ladies, I don't know the answer for you, but I know that craving security and being afraid to take risks does not make you entrepreneurial. It won't, will it?
No, I don't think you have to take risks or you can't succeed. I know that as an entrepreneur. I don't know that in any other way.
You've got to have.
Are you saying goodbye to me now?
No, we got one more segment.
Oh, good.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not. Wouldn't. No,
I have something to say.
I know we're gonna come back after these messages. Deborah Fine, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. The fine art of small talk. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.